And we've about four, I think, outstanding.
Apologies to Mbara.
Oh, okay.
I think Councillor Gallagher's an apology as well.
Oh, well, then we only have two outstanding then, if you want to go ahead.
Okay, yeah, well, the recording has started. Okay, folks, welcome to the Strategic Policy and Resources Committee meeting on 13th of May. Sadly, this is my last committee meeting as chair of SPNR. Some members may see that as a relief, and then others will be saddened by that, but I'm sure Sinn Féin Party will select a candidate that's as equal as me to be able to take over the mantle and continue the committee in the good standard that's been through my tenure. Just under the intro and apologies, obviously Councillor Murray and Councillor Gallagher are apologies. Is there any other apologies?
Councillor Dorn as well.
Councillor Dorn, okay. Under chairperson's remarks, members, it would be without remiss of me to not mention that the sadly passed away Councillor Michael, or former Councillor Michael Carr, who sadly was buried on Tuesday at St. Peter's Church in Warren Point. As many of you will know, Michael was a member of the former Nearing Moran Council and then was in Nearing Moran Down Council until the most recent election. And Michael was a member of SPNR for a number of years and certainly kept us right, particularly around the nuclear power plant. As well, he certainly had a key interest. So I think on behalf of us all, we would extend our thoughts to Kay and the family at this extremely difficult time, and to especially my own SDLP family. It certainly came as a massive shock to us all and a massive loss to not just as a former colleague, but as a friend as well. So we do pass on our sympathies to Kay and the Carr family. Okay, members, item number two is declarations of interest, if any. No. I see a point of information from Councillor Brown.
Yeah, Chair, I just want to ask a question. There doesn't seem to be any minutes on the Newry Centre Regeneration Project. I obviously tried to ask a question on that at full council and was directed by the Chair that this would be the appropriate committee to ask that question, but I know there's nothing on the agenda pertaining to it. I think there was a recent meeting of the Regeneration Board, so I was just wondering why there's nothing coming back to this committee this evening on that.
Okay. What I'll do, Patrick, under item three action sheets, I'll get an officer come in, so I'll just take item two, the declarations of interest, and then move to item three. So was there any declarations of interest on item two? No. Okay. Item three then is the action sheet, so we will go through page by page, and then the minutes of Newry City Regeneration Programme is listed in that, so we can get an officer to respond to that. Thank you, Brian. So I'll just go through it page by page. So page one, page two, page three, and page four. So if there's any matters arising under that then, so Tarina, are you okay to take the minutes, or Connor even?
Yeah, my understanding is that the minutes are not yet available simply. Connor, if you can.
Yeah, probably I can maybe provide some clarity. The May meeting was changed to a design workshop to allow the consultant to come and present the details of the two schemes and their design to the project board for their comments. I must accept responsibility for the April minutes not being tabled tonight. It was an oversight on my part. Due to the workshop, it was an oversight that the April minutes were late being ratified and amended by myself, and hence they weren't ready in time for presentation tonight. But both sets of minutes, along with notes from the workshop, will be presented in the June SPNR committee.
Okay. Councillor Byrne, you had a queue under item two, but I tell you that was meant for item three.
Yeah, Chair, no, and it's Colin Allen's just touched on it. Yeah, our main meeting was a workshop. We didn't have a meeting, we had a workshop, and it's the second workshop that we had in the last year to look at another at the theatre and conference centre, so that'll be coming at the next session, you know. I just wanted to clarify it was a workshop.
Okay. Councillor Brown, you have another key. Is that separate to the point of information?
Yes, Chair, I do still want to ask a question in relation to that project, if that's okay, just because, you know, I was directed by, obviously, the Chair of Council to direct it to this forum. I do think it's disappointing we don't have the minutes there, but that's fair enough for whatever reason that they can't be brought here tonight. But just to raise it under the action sheet, I just wanted to ask some clarity around just what's, I'm obviously not on the project board, so I'm not in the loop as to what's going on, but we've obviously received, you know, recent communication from the parish on this, and the chief executive sent back a letter in response to that. We're obviously being contacted as councillors about it, so I just wanted to ask for some clarity in relation to that. So, you know, specifically, I was wondering, these previous discussions with the parish, which were kept confidential, and, you know, councillors didn't have the detail of what was discussed there and the nature of that. Who requested that those were confidential? Was it the parish, as we were told as councillors, or was it the council that decided that those would be kept confidential? I also wanted to ask, were the parish not forthcoming about the concerns that they've recently come out with in social media and in that letter to councillors in those meetings? You know, and are these, is what they're saying completely new to council officers? You know, what led council officers to think that those discussions were going well? As we were told, were any of the concerns around parking and so on raised with council officers in those previous meetings that were kept confidential? And if so, why weren't councillors not advised on that? And finally, you know, I think it's becoming increasingly clear to many of us that the Civic Centre aspect of this project in its current format is no longer viable and will have to change significantly. I think other parties are coming to terms with that slowly. So I'd like to ask officers, you know, what preparations are being taken currently to alter the outline business case as it is for this aspect of the project in particular, including potentially looking at a different site for the Civic Centre and a reprofiling of the city deal budget as it currently stands?
Okay.
Chair, if I
amend
on that, just maybe.
Yeah, sorry.
So, Chair, that's not an item for this committee agenda. We're certainly happy to pick up with Councillor Brown outside the meeting, and we can certainly discuss all of those considerations that he has. I would also suggest that he maybe wants to, I'm sure the joint chairs of the project board would be happy for him to attend to seek any further information at the next project board meeting.
I'd very much welcome that, Marie, to be honest. If we could get a place on the project board, I think that would help to clarify a lot of the concerns.
Sure.
I have.
Just to be clear, I'm suggesting that a place on the project board. I would also say, Chair, like, more than happy to discuss with Councillor Brown at any time. My phone's always on. I think any councillor in this committee would know that I'm available, as is Connor. So happy to pick this up outside the committee at any time.
Okay. Pete, do you have a cue there? I think you're just...
Yeah, because, I mean, we talked about the terms of reference in the last meeting, and now we're talking about the makeup of the programme board. I just want for clarity, and I'll repeat it until you know, the penny drops. Every party is represented on the programme board. The Independents and Alliance had one position, but Dan, as a group, selected Gavin Malone. You know, so if that is the makeup, Alliance are not blocked from the programme board. You know, it's not my fault that the numbers come back after the council election as they did. But SDLP have two, Sinn Féin have two, Unionists have one each, and Independent Alliance have one, and the nominated Gavin Malone. I'm happy to discuss with any of the 40 councillors any issue of or any question arising on the programme board between meetings of SPNR and between meetings of the programme board. And any concerns that any councillor has can contact me or any other member of the programme board. So there's nothing on, I suppose, we're talking about no longer viable, just sort of the last point. It's not about parties not coming or coming to the table late. We're at public consultation on an outline business case. So we will get the response back from the public consultation that will finish at the end of this month. And with that information, I'll repeat this again, with all the information sitting in front of us, we will be making a decision as a collective in the council. So I'm not going to jump to any conclusions on what's viable and what's not viable. I want to see the outworkings of the public consultation. And then we'll have all the documents to the next programme board in June. So, listen, my door is always open. My phone's always there if anybody has any questions between now and the programme board. But I just wanted to clarify the makeup does represent everybody on the council.
Okay. All right. So, Councillor Brown, the Chief Executive, has certainly extended to discuss this outside of this. And if needed, I'm sure the co-chairs of the project board would be more than welcome you as a guest to the next project board to highlight any of these discussions. Councillor Savage, I'm going to move on unless it's really critical.
I think I just had raised it at the last SPNR meeting in relation to the proposal that was made in relation to been added to the potential agenda for the project boards to look at potential development sites that were looked at from the private sector. That was proposed, and I was just wondering, had that actually been tabled at the project board yet, or was it been planned to be? I think there was discussion maybe about being forward at the June meeting. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Chair again, just as it's not an item for this agenda, we're happy to pick that up outside the meeting with the councillors.
I was also going to say there, sorry Marie, was that obviously the meeting in May was a workshop, so it certainly would be passed on to the next meeting. So, yes.
That's fair enough, Marie, no problem.
Okay.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay. If nothing else, we'll move on to item four then, which is the Irish Street Regeneration Project, Expression of Interest. And that's yourself, Jonathan.
Yes, Chairman, thank you. Chairman, as councillors will be aware, council is working alongside DFC and local stakeholders to develop a regeneration project in Downpatrick. The council has recently acquired a strip of land between the council-owned car park and the former police station, which was owned by DFC, to carry out a development brief on that site. Now, we have been approached by a local voluntary community organisation requesting a short-term use of that strip of land to use for a men's shed project, Chairman. Obviously, the main constraint on the site is that we are going to do a development brief and wouldn't want a long-term use of the site. Chairman, by way of a potential way forward would be, as would the council would utilise a process of an expression of interest would be used for other portions of land where if there was a desire to use the site or temporarily by the group, Chairman. So the recommendation would be if the council was so minded to carry out an expression of interest to allow other groups as well to potentially gain use of the site in the short term, however it would be on the condition, like on some sort of a legal agreement where it be year on year, and the group would know up front that it would be the council's intention to move to develop the site further and wouldn't want any encumbrances on the site, Chairman. So that is the request that is before the committee this evening with a recommendation if the council so wish to move to carry out an expression of interest on the site.
Okay. Thanks, Jonathan. I suppose just on that, ALPS obviously do a lot of work within the Downpatrick and even the wider area, going out to Slieve Croob, into Rowallan and further afield. And they obviously, as you've mentioned in the report, required a property that fronts onto the Irish Street. I think they're certainly exploring a temporary approach to this is the best approach. I think it's also, I know speaking with Councillor Hanlon in the pre-meeting, it will probably suit the group as well. But I'll let Councillor Hanlon touch on that. But I think they will need to clear instructions that this would be temporary, because we would not want them to build a big, lovely community garden. And then
I suspect so that when I'm attending, it's name calling.
I think we've muted that. Okay. I wouldn't want them to be disheartened then, to be told that, oh, we're going to come in and rebuild and regenerate the police station. So I'm happy to propose the officer's recommendation that we do explore the temporary letting off it and the market valuation. Thanks for handling.
Yeah, thanks, Gareth. Yeah, I'm happy to second the proposal, but much in the vein of what you've been discussing, that, I mean, I do know this from speaking to the group, they do fantastic work throughout the district, and they are planning to move into a more permanent community garden facility, you know, out the road in the Ballydougan Road. So this, I would imagine, would be, obviously I can't speak for them, would be a very temporary stopgap. But I do think if it's going out to expression of interest, we need to be cognizant that another group could come in. So they need to be made aware that it is only temporary, and wouldn't want it to see it, you know, become an issue for the wider development of the Irish Street regeneration. So very much in agreement with Gareth on that, and happy to second it.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Holland. Councillor Traynor?
Chair, thanks for indulging me in making a comment. I know I'm not on the committee, but having worked, I suppose, with this group, especially around this proposal, I suppose there's some positives to look at from this, even if it's on a temporary basis. And some of the positives would be, and I think it's highlighted in the officer's report, that there have been ongoing issues on the Irish Street site with relation to antisocial behaviour, with fires and other sort of behaviours. So any sort of utilisation of that site can help deter future antisocial behaviour and can make the area more attractive, especially when we are trying to regenerate and attract developers to the area. No developer really wants to come into an area which maybe looks dilapidated, which has high instances of antisocial behaviour, because the question they'll be asking is, why should we be investing? So I think if the committee were, and I care obviously to be proposed a second, but if the committee are minded to progress and obviously to have it on that temporary basis, that can only be a positive one to the project, but also to the area and to local businesses in the area.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Traynor. Okay, with a proposal and seconded, is everyone in agreement? Yep. Okay, perfect. Thank you, Jonathan. That was a quick and easy one for you. Okay, moving on then to item number 5. So item 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9 are for noting, but if there's any... Is there any matters arising under item 5? Item 6? Item 7? Item 8? And item 9? If there is any. Yeah, Councillor Byrne, I'm assuming item 9 then. Sickness.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Yeah, I just want to make a comment on the sickness absence, because we've been discussing this first at the Efficiencies Working Group and then through last year and the whole lot, where we measured against all the councils across the north. It's obviously good to see, I think it's a 12% reduction in the report, but that obviously falls on it being, you know, strange times with COVID and people working from home. And I think this is the last thing going forward, and I know the council's talking about, you know, the hybrid model going forward, but when we see positive changes in the sickness absence, that I think can be attributed to people that's working a hybrid model, it shows going forward that model could probably work, benefit this council in terms of sickness absence. So I think it's something that we need to highlight when we're talking about the hybrid model going forward, and I think it will show great improvements. But yeah, that's a positive step.
Okay. Yeah, fully agree, Councillor Byrne. Thank you. Okay, members, then the following items are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of schedule 6 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during this item of business. So I need a proposer and seconder just to go into committee, please. Proposed by Councillor Savage and seconded by Councillor Howe. Okay, I'll just wait for the nod. So if we get the recording, I'll take a...
Yeah, you're good to go.
Okay. Okay, so just while in committee, the following items were discussed. Item 10, the 2021-22 insurance premiums. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Hannan, seconded by Councillor Savage, the elected members review and approve the payment of the insurance premiums for 2021-2022. Item 11, tender for postal services. It read in the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Salvage, that elected members approve the full business case for the tender of the postal services as attached Appendix 1, and tender for Council's main collection, sort and mail service using the postal service framework agreement available to public sector bodies. It is further recommended that the contract be awarded for a period of 3 years. Item 12, Down Railway, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor Walker. The elected members agree to approve the recommendations set below, to progress a review of the sub-lease and partnership agreement and seek to set out a new legal agreement which confirms DCDR are responsible for all operational matters, including ongoing maintenance associated with the railway and buildings. 2, a one-off payment is made to DCDR to assist with maintenance costs associated with the engine, shed roof and bridge 163. And 3, the council remains committed to the land acquisition, which will be subject to plan approval and confirmation of funding from DCDR. The council will continue engagement with Belfast Legal Service to establish a timetable for land acquisition. Positions 5 vesting. Item 13, surplus asset update. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Howell and seconded by Councillor Hanlon. The elected members note the content of the report and attach Appendix A and approve the following recommendations. Former play area Crown Villas Newry accept the final bid as detailed in the officer's report and move to seal agreed. Newry Canal Lockkeepers Cottage, Council's legal department to open communications with the previous owner's legal representative to explore if they wish to exercise the rights to reserve the right to purchase this property before proceeding with the current seal agreed. Play area at the rear of Bleary Bungalows, Council officers continue to liaise with the property owners who have declared an interest in purchasing this asset. Lands of 15 a square, Ballinhinch, as no firm commitment has been received from Northern Ireland Housing Executive or Habitat Housing Association to accept the final bid as detailed in the officer's report and move to seal agreed. The former Currents and Murder Yard, Cecil Street, Newry, as no firm commitment has been received from the Housing Executive, Clanmill Housing Association to accept the final bid as detailed in the officer's report and move to seal agreed. 5 Ballynow Road, Downpatrick, former site of Kellogg Road Community Centre. As no commitment has been received from the Housing Executive in acquiring this site for social housing, any sales deferred until the interest from the local group in acquiring the asset is explored further. Lands at the Moor and Esplanade, Kilkeel, as no interest has been generated via the D1 disposal process, officers appoint selling agent to place the surplus asset on the open market for sale. Item 14, the lateral flow testing facility, Ballymoat, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Hanlon, that members approve to proceed with the setting up of a lateral flow test facility at Ballymoat Sports Centre and to complete negotiations with the Department of Health regarding the restoration process, the formal agreement, including the associated recovery of costs. The lateral flow test facility would be offered in the first instance to Council staff and subject to associates' satisfactory amendments to the formal agreement that the testing facility would be offered to the small business sector and the wider community at later stages. Approval for Council to absorb the cost of the infrastructure noted in the officer's report on the understanding that Council will benefit from this infrastructure after the test facility is stood down. Subject to satisfactory completion of the formal agreement with the Department of Health, that officers proceed with setting up and operating the test facility prior to the full Council's approval, and the officers continue discussions with the Department of Health on the possibility of offering our facilities for collection points for test kits. Item 15, Albert Basin COVID-19 test facility, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, that members approve to enter into a new 6-month lease agreement with the PHA Department of Health and Social Care for the COVID walk-in test facility at Albert Basin from 1st July 2021. The terms of the lease would be similar to the current lease, i.e. include a break clause which would allow Newry Moore and Down District Council to terminate the lease after 3 months with 20 days notice to be given to the tenant. Therefore, the earliest termination date would be the 20th of September 2021. further report to the SPNR committee prior to the end of the initial 3 months of lease period to gauge if the testing facility is likely to remain in place thereafter and how this would impact on future council events at Albert Basin. Item 16, paving calf licences. It was agreed to note the contents of the report. Item 17, the SAFWG action sheet, 10th of May 2021. It was agreed to note the action sheet of the Strategic Finance Working Group, 10th of May 2021. And item 18, Newry Moor and Down District Council payroll policy proposed by Councillor Hallin, seconded by Councillor Byrne, is agreed to note the contents of the report and approve the Newry Moor and Down District Council payroll policy. And I'll hand over to Murray.
Thank you very much, Chair. And as members will be aware, there's been a change in the legislation just in relation to remote meetings. So at the end of each of the committee meetings, I will be providing a statement. So due to the current legislative uncertainty around remote meetings and the restrictions on indoor gatherings, I, as Chief Executive, have agreed to exercise my delegated authority under standing orders to implement the resolution of the committee once ratified by Council, subject to any conflict of interest or legal advice that the decision is unlawful. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Marie. And folks, thank you very much for all your support throughout my year as Chair. And thank you to Una as Deputy as well. She stepped in where needed and did a better job than me, I'll say it for her. Okay, folks, thank you very much. That's the end of the meeting. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you, Chair.
Thanks.